Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. We are in the middle of our week together going through Galatians chapter 5, and we've made it through a handful of verses centering on this freedom, this internal freedom, this liberty that God has given us. And last week, we were talking about condemnation, and we were talking about what God has done to set us free from condemnation. We were talking about the work of the Spirit. We were talking about the Spirit and the law and the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus that sets us free from a spirit of death. All of these different things we were talking about, and now we're seeing this play out. We're seeing the next step of this, is saying, if Christ has done this for you, if Christ has defeated death and there's no condemnation, there's not just this freedom for you at the end of your life, there's this freedom for you now. There's a freedom that comes from really being able to live as a child of God. Being able to become who God's created you to be. And we were talking about this book, Interior Freedom, and there's some really good quotes from it that I want to just talk about. It says, interior freedom is the capacity to let ourselves be guided by the Holy Spirit rather than our own fears, compulsions, or wounds. So freedom isn't about controlling. It's not about letting God control all this kind of stuff. It's not about who's controlling, but it's about who gets to lead on the inside. What's leading us? What's freedom is about what's leading us on the inside. There's always going to be something leading us on the inside. And what is that thing? What does that look like? And it says, we often believe we are free when we are simply doing what we want. But in reality, we are free only when we are able to will what is good. Someone who is interiorly free is not governed by his emotions, successes, failures, or the way others look at him. Interior freedom grows in the measure that trust in God increases. The person who is free interiorly is not discouraged by his weaknesses. He entrusts them to God. And friends, this is not a condemnation because we're all on a journey. I don't know if you're like me, I'm reading those and I'm like, okay, not interiorly free. Great. You know, and I'm like, okay, Lord, I thought I was way more free than I was. But as we talked about, freedom isn't this thing to say nothing is governing me, but it's saying, is God governing me? And we all have those places that we need growth. We all have those places that we need to be governed more by the Holy Spirit. We need to be governed more and led more by our identity in Christ. And that's true freedom. When we can accept our weaknesses, that's true freedom. And remember yesterday, Paul saying the sign of true freedom is if you're not just gratifying your flesh, if you're not just always getting what you need, grasping at what you think you need, gratifying the desires of the flesh, but if you use your freedom to serve, if you use your freedom to serve others, and I know even for me, sometimes my motives are so mixed up in that, and I'm like, yes, I'm serving because I love and I want to serve, but it's also because it fills me and it satisfies me and all that kind of stuff because we're just messes in a way. But God is asking us not to have all of that worked out, but to come to him and say, help me not to submit. Search me, O God, and know me. Help me not to submit to this yoke of selfishness, to this yoke of emotion, this yoke of washed away by my successes or my failures, but truly submitting only to your blood. So let's go again and let's read. We're going to dive into today these things that bind us, these things that at times make us not actually live in this place of freedom. And we're going to talk about that today. So if you'll pray with me in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Holy Spirit, we just ask you to reveal to us these roadblocks to freedom in our hearts. How are we living interiorly free? Show us, give us a vision, give us eyes to see, give us faith to believe that you're working in us, that you're showing us things, that we may actually become who you're creating us to be, so we may actually walk in freedom, so we may actually become free. and be your children in the way that you desire. And we ask this in your most holy name. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm going to start with verse 13 and we're going to go through 24. For you were called to freedom, brethren. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love be servants of one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you are not consumed by one another. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to prevent you from doing what you would. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are plain: fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, selfishness, dissension, party spirit, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and the like. I warn you as I warned you before, and those that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against these things there is no such law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with his passions and desires. Again, there's so much that we're going to get into today, but I want to pick up. He's saying, don't be consumed by one another. Freedom is serving. And he's saying, so this, walk by the Spirit. We've heard this before in Paul. Pick up your feet, move in the Spirit. And how do you do that? Don't gratify the desires of the flesh, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the desire of the eyes. What am I gratifying? What idols am I grasping back? Think about, friends, reflect on, what are the sins in your life that you gratify? What are those things that you're looking for from other people? What are those challenging things? What are those hardships? Where are you going back to? Where are you falling into sin? Where are you submitting again, even in little ways? Is it gossip? Is it not working with excellence and being lazy? Is it not keeping up on your responsibilities? Is it anger? Is it lust? What are these things that you're gratifying? It says, because when we gratify the desires of the flesh, these desires that are in us, they're things that we think we want. And oftentimes they're things that we think we need. And so if there are things that we think we want and need and we gratify them, then we're living in opposition to the Spirit, because the sinful mind, the mind that is fallen and broken, cannot sometimes grasp what is good and right. And so our wants and desires can become twisted and tainted by sin. And we need the light of the Holy Spirit to come upon us and to help us. To help us see what is good, to help us see what is holy. But the more we gratify the desires of our flesh, the more we choose that thing. It's like the more we eat junk food, the more we want junk food and the less we want healthy food. The more we gorge on junk food, the less we want to eat stuff. Like the more we eat chips, the less we want to have like protein and salad and chicken and all that kind of stuff. That's exactly what happens with the desires of the flesh. And so the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit. And so as the desires of the flesh take over us, they're operating against the Spirit that's trying to operate in us. And so we can't actually grow, because the desires of the flesh and the desires of the Spirit are opposed to each other. The desires of the Spirit are, what does God want for me? How do I follow God's will? How do I love others? And the desires of the flesh are, how do I get what I'm after? How do I feel good? How do I feel pleasurable? How do I feel comfortable? All of these different things. Those are the different desires, and they're at war within us. And he says, these things, they prevent you from doing what you would. Remember when we talked about how Paul said, why do I do the things that I don't want to do, and I can't do the things that I want to do and that I need to do and that I think are good? Because these desires, the flesh and the spirit, are at war with each other, and they prevent us from doing what we would, from doing what we ought to do. Has anyone ever experienced this? You want to do something good, even if it's just like you want to put down your phone and like stop going on social media at night, you know, like even if it's literally just that, if it's just you know, picking up your phone and going on social media, and then you find you're like, oh yes, I really want to do that. And all of a sudden you find yourself scrolling, or you find yourself on YouTube or whatever it is, and it's like this thing that you just can't stop and you can't put it down. And as I'm like literally experiencing, I'm gratifying this comfort. I'm gratifying this addiction. I'm gratifying this place of this comfort where I want to be. And as I do it more and more, I have less and less power to stop it. And it actually can stop us from doing what we're called to do. It can slow us down. It can stop us from entering into our responsibilities properly. It can give us a spirit of distraction, all of these different things. And it's saying the yoke that you're giving yourself back to is actually stopping you from doing what God wants you to do, from doing what God's asking you to do. When we're functioning, even just because of our wounds and insecurities, out of a lack of interior freedom, we can't actually do the things that we know we need to do and we want to do. And sometimes that even begins to affect, friends, our very practical lives and our responsibilities and how we're engaging with all these different people and engaging in the people with the people that we're called to love. And he begins to list all of these works of the flesh. And this is intense. You know, there's a lot of these works of the flesh that he's listing, but I think it's so interesting. The flesh bears bad fruit. There's a pattern of life that pulls you inward, isolates you from love, replaces trust with control, numbs instead of heals. These things that are happening in us, these things that are happening in you. And so there's these different kind of patternless, disordered desires, immorality, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, sexual sin, using others instead of loving them, idolatry, turning good things into ultimate things. Sorcery, trying to control spiritual power instead of trusting God. And it's this place of, I will satisfy myself apart from God. And so how are we gratifying with those things? With lust, with immorality, with impurity. We're saying, I'm blind to what's happening. I'm blind to everything else because I need to use this other person to gratify what's in me, to feel loved, to feel desired. Idolatry, what am I placing before God in my life? Turning to bad things and also turning to good things and turning them into the ultimate things as things that we obey, as things that begin to control us, as things that begin to have power over our lives. Idolatry, sorcery. And I think really sorcery, it's like, oh, we think of Harry Potter or whatever, but witchcraft, if you look on Instagram and TikTok, these trends of manifesting this like, oh, aura, good aura, bad aura, saging, like sussing out vibes and energy and horoscopes and all these different things are dipping into sorcery, and we're dipping into a power, a real power there. That's not fake. We're dipping into a real power there that says, I'm putting my trust in something else. God's not satisfying me. I need this other thing. And so this is just one chunk. He's saying there's a pattern here of how the flesh gratifies itself. And so to say, Holy Spirit, examine me. What are the disordered desires, both vertically and bodily, that I have in my heart and in my mind that are stopping me from submitting fully to you? We're going to continue on tomorrow. Join us again tomorrow. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.